Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Absolutely, that's the truth. It's what we're thinking about that's painting the scenes of our lives. Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig and this is What We're Thinking About. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we are all being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you, my friend, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Well, here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of our show, and that, my friends, is the truth of your life. Once again, good evening. It is a beautiful Monday night in Colorado. I hope it's gorgeous where you are. We have a special guest with us this evening who I will introduce in a little bit after the first break, probably. I wanted to make a little program note here. On Wednesday night of this week, we will have back with us Frosty Wooldridge, who is a host of another show on this network, and I like to refer to this as the other side of Frosty Wooldridge. This is about the spiritual guy that I know and love. On Monday night, we will have our new friend from Brisbane, Australia, Brett Lane, on. Brett is a coach, a metaphysician of incredible talents, of incredible desire. He's building a school down under, and he is about to, I think, embark on starting a branch of the Common Tables group that we spoke with last week down in Australia. I'm very excited to have him on Monday night. Wednesday of next week, of course, is July 4th. I guess I'm going to be stuck being here, but I guess we'll have to come up with something nice to talk about. We're going to take a break here. I will be back with our special guest right after the break. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low, but unless we work together, where do
well,
we think we'll go? Well, we used
we're back. Welcome back to the show. It is Monday night, June 25th. It's a beautiful night, as I mentioned, here in Colorado. I have with me what I consider to be a very special guest. This gentleman is an international performer and recording artist. Carl Anthony is someone who writes what have been referred to as anthems for life. He's performed live for over 2 million people around the world. He has performed for Mikhail and Raisa Gorbachev in Moscow. He's performed at homeless shelters and aboriginal settlements in Australia, schools in the poor villages throughout Nicaragua, and once was nearly arrested in China for an impromptu performance in Tiananmen Square. Carl and his wife Jean have received the Gandhi King Season for Nonviolence Peace Hero Award, and Jean Anthony performs with Carl by interpreting his lyrics with a graceful form of American Sign Language. His work has been highlighted on HBO, PBS, NBC, and Fox Network. He is originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. He now makes his home in San Diego, California. And, Carl, I welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. It's so good to be here.
Very cool. There's one statement there when in your introduction that I really find very interesting, that the songs that you write, some of your music has been referred to as anthems.
Yeah, why do that's... People... I know. It's an interesting thing. You wonder... when, because, you know, it's the public, it's people who just represent, you know, what it is you're doing out there in the world. And they were always, I've always been told that anthems were what they reminded people of. And I actually went and I was thinking, well, anthems, what does that mean? You know, I'm thinking, well, let's look at that. You know, when you look at anthems, you know, they bring a sense of bringing people together. And I guess, you know, they're like a song of praise or conviction, you know, devotion. And I think that made sense to me, you know, when people told me that, because a lot of what I do is I like to bring people together, and I think music is a great way to do that.
I think music is a fabulous way to do that, and that's very much what this show is about, is inclusivity and bringing people together. When I think of anthems, I think of songs like Blowing in the Wind.
Right, you know, and it's interesting, as simple as that song was, that it just really brought people together. And because it doesn't have to be a big, you know, complicated song. As a matter of fact, I think it's the simplest songs. I often, when I look at some of the songs that just really relate to people, and that people just respond so well to me for, yeah, it's usually the ones that are inspired and come and they're done in 10, 15 minutes. I mean, there are songs where I literally start writing them and 10 minutes later they're done. And, you know, you obviously are doing some polishing at the very end, but the basic heart of the song is done. And it's amazing how sometimes those simple songs can really bring everyone together. And that's the truth about what I think music is great, where we can all come together, and that simplicity makes it easy for everybody to just relate together.
I agree with that 100%. I think the interesting part to me is the simplicity that you mentioned really comes into play when you get into common ideas, things that people just, even if they're not thinking that way at the moment, when they hear the song, they think, wow, I believe
right,
that.
Right.
And that's where the commonality comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. I know that, you know, I never know exactly what's going to just hit that chord. You know, I just write to what is inspiring me at the moment, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's always that one thing that we're all kind of thinking about. And I have a song recently that I've done that we've done a video for. It's called One Prayer, but the concept of the song is to pray for people who hate. And just that concept has really raised up a lot of eyebrows of the idea of having compassion for people who might want to do us harm. And that whole, and you know, is there any power behind that? And it's, you know, it's something you can talk about and debate about forever, but it's nice that in a 4-minute song you can portray that image and just let that idea ring out there.
Well, without question, for those of us who absolutely believe that we can change the hearts of people who hate by praying for them, that song, that message is a monster. And I went today, was the first opportunity I had to go to the YouTube site and watch that video and listen to that song. That is amazing, my friend. It's a beautiful song. It's an incredible video. The little girl in that video is priceless. Gene stuff on it is great. And I said, I don't want to let that just slide by either. I want people to know you go to YouTube on that and just type in the search part, just type in Carl Anthony, and Carl is spelled with a K.
Yes.
K-A-R-L-A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. And it will take you right to the page where there's like several different Carl Anthonys, but his is the first one.
Yeah. So you can type in Carl Anthony with a K, or you can type in One Prayer. But either one, it's usually the first thing that comes up. It's been a wonderful thing, a wonderful response. And, the little girl in the video that's my, Jean and I, that's our goddaughter. Her name is Shivani, and she is a true star in that video.
She is beautiful in that video. And right after I watched that, my beloved Lisa went and sat down, and she watched it on the good computer with the headset, and she was just flabbergasted. She was blown away. So everybody out there, you get a chance to go see that one prayer video on YouTube. You go do it. And I, those of you who are not interested in, going to see it, go see it anyway, because you're the people who will be most moved by it.
Thanks.
That, my friend, is an anthem. That song is an anthem, because that's the kind of sentiment that we need to portray in this world to each and every soul, everyone who we've either not liked particularly in our lives or they don't like us. Those are the people we need to pray for most.
Well, you know, it's amazing how just that sentiment has come through in the comments on YouTube. Just so many people are just, this is what we need to do. This is a great idea. Oh, what, you know, just amazing comments that we've had close to 80,000 people watching this video. And,
wow.
And it's been just that sentiment. So we've been very, very delighted to be able to get that kind of information out there.
I would bet, though, that the thought is kind of a controversial thought, especially at this particular time in history when we seem to have a government and administration ever more intent on wanting us to fear and hate other people. I'm thinking that maybe you had some not so pleasant comments about it.
Oh yeah, you can look if you look deep into the comments, you know, and it's usually about maybe 2-3% of them will have a occasional comment that thinks it's the most ridiculous idea, that the only way to take care of people that are trying to harm us is to harm them back. And but if you just look at the numbers, I mean, you know, I give as much attention to that as I'm getting, and it's like 3-4% of the people have something negative to say, and the 97% that have something positive to say. So I think it's, you know, just like in life, you know, when you get that kind of feedback, that's about the direction you're supposed to give its attention. You know, I give most of my attention to the people that have something wonderful to say about it.
Absolutely. I love that thought. I love that whole idea. And I think it's very interesting that you are getting so few negative comments back. And I'll bet you a good part of that reason is not so much that the people who tuned in originally were looking for that message, but the people who tuned in didn't realize how much they were looking for that message. And when they heard it, it made a heck of a lot of sense to them.
Oh, it's true. You know how this email goes. You know, they send out the emails, and everybody is coming to the site, and it's surprising a lot of people, just the sentiment of that, and we're loving it. We're loving the reaction.
Well, obviously the video has struck a chord. If you've had 80,000 people who have looked at that thing, that's a lot of folks.
Yeah, it really is. We're ready for it to be 80 million.
We're all ready for it to be 80 million, my friend. That would be really, truly an amazing number. Mm-hmm. That would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The other song that I wanted to touch on, while we're talking about a song in particular, is the first song, I believe it was the first song I ever heard you perform, which is God Belongs to All of Us.
Ah.
I want you to know that song is in my head virtually all day, every day.
Oh, that's great, Ken. You know, you've picked two of my controversial songs, One Prayer and God Belongs to All of Us. It's amazing someone who does very positive music can actually have controversial songs. but that song I wrote first, it's the title of my All of Us CD, and it's basically just that. Message, it's God belongs to all of us. And so I took as many religious terminologies, you know, post 9/11, so much energy was being put out there in the world of this and, you know, us and them and all that sort of thing. And so I thought, you know, it's an interesting idea to be able to, well, you know what I'll do? I've got something to tell you about
okay,
that.
You hold on to that thought, because I definitely want to continue that thought process. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig with special guest Carl Anthony tonight. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Yes, it is truly what we're thinking about, and we are here thinking and talking with Carl Anthony about his music, about his the connections he makes with the world, with different kinds of people, performing for different people, drawing different people in. We were just talking about maybe my favorite song of his called God Belongs to All of Us, and Carl, you had a thought you were going to share with us there when we went to break. I hope you're still remembering it.
Well, of course, you know, I thought when I was writing that song, I thought, you know, if there is a God, you know, if there truly is a God, no matter what you happen to think that might be, there's so many different belief systems out there, and all of them are great. And but if there is a God, then wouldn't God belong to everyone? Wouldn't God belong to all of us? And so I wanted to write a song that that communicated that. And so that's I took as many religious terminologies, I put them into one chorus as I possibly could. I created that song.
And I, as I said earlier, I love that song. It's just, it's one of my favorite songs in the world, not just spiritual music. It's one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard.
Well, you made my day, Ken. Thanks so much. We're going to put that to video here sometime, hopefully before the end of the year.
You know, when I saw you here in Denver, in Lakewood, Gene did the sign language to one of your songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I can never remember what song it was. It definitely was about reaching to the light.
I remember that song. It was called My Memories.
Yes, yeah, that was it.
It's called My Memories, and it's actually my new album, my new CD is called 20 Years Later, and My Memories is on that new CD. And, yeah, when we perform live, it's real nice. You know, we perform either just the two of us with me playing the guitar and Gene signing the music, American Sign Language. If it works out, I can have my whole band with me, and she still is right beside me signing the music. And we do that for many, many reasons. It's a language that is kind of it's almost like the language of music, how it transcends boundaries, music in itself. And a language that is purely movement is also something that is a language that transcends a lot of things. And just to visually watch Gene, and to also, to you know, for those who are hearing, listen to the music, it's a great, very well-rounded experience. And I'm glad you liked it, Ken.
You used the right word. Dreamy is the right word. Because when I saw you guys on stage, and Lisa and I were like four rows back, so we were right there on top of the two of you, and it is mesmerizing to watch what Gene does to the music. It's just, it's incredible. For someone who's hearing, I would never have known, because I've never seen it before, so I would never have known how beautiful sign language can be done to music like that. Mm-hmm. And her interpretation of it is simply mesmerizing, and I think it's got to be a great experience for people, for hearing impaired people, just to watch her and not hear the music. It's got to be beautiful just in and of itself.
You know, it has a lot of different qualities to it. I mean, truly, I think it's best suited for a hearing audience, because just like you were touched by it, by be able to hear it and also visually see it. I think that's it's a beautiful thing. But we've had many, many deaf people in the audience who really appreciated that. And it's a very artistic form of, you know, so it's a form of sign language. So it's very graceful, as you were saying. It flows. But yes, it's beautiful to watch, and Gene does it so amazingly. And I'd love for everybody to be able to see it.
I would love for everyone to be able to see it too. And I will say this to the audience out there: if you get a chance, anywhere, anytime, any place, to see Carl and Gene Anthony perform together, you be there and watch it, because it is something to behold. It truly is beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
You know, I had a reference here about your new album, 20 Years Later.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that name means.
20 years later, you know, it's a celebration in a lot of ways. You know, the word many, many people have heard, independent artist. You know, it's a big buzzword these days. You know,
right.
They are independent artist. Well, when I started 20 years ago, we were just called singer-songwriters. And
do me a favor.
A lot to tell you about that.
Hold on to that thought, because that I definitely want to hear about. We're going to take a break right here. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm here with Carl Anthony tonight. If you want to call in and ask Carl a question, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Talk to you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps.
All right, we're back. I'm not going to waste a lot of time here. I don't like to cut Barry off short. And by the way, for everybody who doesn't know that, that is my good friend Barry Ebert singing his song, It's What We're Thinking About. That song will be out in the very near future on an upcoming CD. And as I promised, you will all know how to find out how to get that music. And before the show is over, you will find out how to get Carl Anthony's music as well. But, Carl, we were talking about, you were about to talk a little bit about the independent artist thing.
Oh, yeah.
And what it was years ago and what it is now.
Yeah, you know, just independent artist is such a buzzword, you know, and because 20 years later is the name of my new CD, and it's really a celebration because, you know, for 20 years, I've not only been able to do music for a living, but I've been able to do my own music for a living. And that in itself is, I'm very proud of, because doing your own music and actually making a living at it is not an easy thing. And the independent artist is someone who now has such an incredible tools to be able to get their work, their art, their creativity out there in the world. And of course that's the internet, you know. And when I started, the internet was getting, you know, your guitar case on the sidewalk, you know. That was called distribution, you know.
Right.
And, And it's a whole different game now, and it's very, very exciting. I think just looking at all the different avenues. And of course, what you have to do is you get a lot of choice, but you also have to weed through it and what really works out for you. I love watching what's going on in the world of music. I think it's a very positive thing. So 20 years later is me taking time in my career. I kind of look at it as almost a halfway point because I'm looking at doing this a long time and saying, okay, I've made it 20 years and I'm celebrating that fact.
That's outstanding. As well, you should celebrate it. You certainly should celebrate everything that I've heard so far because it's just nothing but outstanding.
Oh, thanks.
So in your opinion, really, the independent artist all of a sudden has a whole lot better chance of having some success in this world now because he's just got more outlets.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, there's a lot more outlets, but, you know, you got to look at it's there's a lot more ways to express, you know, where more people can experience it. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing because, you know, you get to, as an artist, you get to create no matter what, you know. The key is, if you want to make a living at it, you now have the channels to do that. And, you know, there's just two different things. Creating your art is just a separate thing. To then you get into having to be able to market it so that you can make a living at it. So you got to put on two different hats. And ideally, with all that is going on, there's going to be a way that you can that artists can be artists and marketers can be marketers. I think the two are blending a lot very much. I know that myself. I realized when I started out, I was very, very anti-promotion and very anti-business. I wanted to be the artist, and so what I did is 6-7 years of just wanting to be the artist, I kind of starved to death. And I realized right away that I needed to figure out how to get my business in line. And, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that, but at the same time, you know, you don't want it to take away from, your creativity. So there's a real balancing act that independent artists these days have to take, that they don't, they're just not so focused on the fact that they have to market.
Right. But they do, and because they have so many other outlets, the marketing seems to me to be a little bit simpler, a little bit less daunting.
Well, you know, although that's like saying the computers make your life simpler, you know, it's the truth of the matter is it just gives you more options. You can now look at us. With computers, we're doing the work of 20 people compared to when we had whiteout and a typewriter.
Right.
Now we can do more. And as you know, and here we are in this Western society, and that's exactly what we do. It does give you the option to really get your things out there. But there's so many options. It's never ending. You can spend all of your time at different ways to market your music. And then you don't wind up, you know, doing what you need to do, which is write new songs.
Right. And I get that for some people, or for more, I guess what I'm really trying to say is for people who do what I would almost call like a niche music, people mm-hmm. who do, when I was leading up to your coming on the show all last week, I was referring to your music as spiritual music.
Mm-hmm.
I think your music is spiritual. I don't know if you consider it that.
Right.
But yeah. In talking about it, it seems to me, as we're talking about this independent artist thing, seems to me that when somebody does something that is, quotes, off the beaten track or not top 40 stuff or whatever you want to refer to it, it's that much easier for that person to get their music and their message out with the internet than it ever was before in history.
Yes, and you're talking to him right here. I am definitely what turned it over for me is getting into a niche, and that niche for me truly was the positive music, spiritual music. You know, it took me a long time to actually call my music spiritual because you know, for the longest time, I would never use any religious terminology in my music. I just would never do it because I wanted to, to not turn anybody away, or turn anybody off. You know, I think God Belongs to All of Us was one of the first songs that I actually used the word God, because I use the word love and connection and, you know, a lot of other things. But I just think that, you know, as far as my music being spiritual, I believe that there is a spiritual core that runs through my music, you know, because you're listening to someone exploring the mysteries of life. And that's what I'm doing when I'm writing my songs. I'm usually kind of in a confused place going, okay, I'm figuring this out. And that's what winds up, you know, showing up on paper. And so it's definitely spiritual.
And is that how your whole career continues at this point? Is that where you find yourself making your biggest impact, getting your message out, what you want to say to the world? Is it sticking in that same kind of area?
Yeah. For myself, and I think, you know, in life, I think what I've always gone with, whatever takes a step towards me, I take a step towards it. And what has taken a step towards me is being a catalyst to write music of a spiritual nature, of a connection nature, of a positive nature. I've also, my wife and I, we've had a lot of invitations to sing to kids. So it has been something, because I've always been one to be able to get an audience to participate. So in my music, in my style, my lifestyle, I would always be able to get any audience anywhere to participate. So people automatically see that as fun and engaging, and they go, oh, you'd be great singing for my school or my university or whatever it is. And so I've also written a lot of music from elementary, you know, middle school, high schoolers. I've written a lot of music in that arena too. So we've been in schools in all 50 states in America, and that's been another niche that we do.
It seems to me I vaguely recollect. Isn't that part of Jean's background?
Yeah, she was a school social worker, as a matter of fact. And so that was a part of her niche, and she's worked a lot with kids, and she loves working with kids, and so do I. They're just they keep the energy high, and they're very appreciative. It's a lot of fun, and it's great to hearing them singing positive music. I think it's really needed.
I think it's huge, and I've talked about this a couple of times on the show. I look at children. I look at the classes at our church on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and you tell kids that God is everywhere, that there is no place where God is not, and they look at you like, well, dude, are you just figuring that out, or, you know?
Right.
They come into the world knowing everything, and yeah. Then we unlearn them piece by piece by piece.
Yeah, life is a process of forgetting. And then we get to a place where we have to need to start remembering again. Because I agree. I think that we come in a real knowing place, and unfortunately, culture and is kind of teaches it out of us a little bit. But it's programs like yours and music like mine and things, all the great opportunities that we have to study truth. Principles that gets us in tune with what is beautiful.
Boy, I love that thought. It's so much about the kids, because I absolutely believe that mm-hmm. we are creating a new consciousness on this planet. Mm-hmm. I believe that consciousness is moving forward, and I believe we're getting to a tipping point. And
yes.
I think that people like you, who are doing this kind of music and doing it with a lot of kids, and I think philosophies like the philosophy I follow at the United Church of Religious Science, I think that is creating the cutting edge of that tipping point. I'd love to say it's going to happen in our lifetimes, but I don't know that I'd want to bet any money on that. And in that case, I think we need to put our bets on the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And they have a lot of great ideas. You know, working with kids and everybody out there who knows that we work with kids, it's just amazing what they come up with. But I agree with you, Ken. They're beautiful.
I don't want to embarrass you here, but I wanted to ask you about the Gandhi King Award that you got for the season for nonviolence.
Well, are you familiar with the season of nonviolence? Are you
familiar? Yes, I am.
With? Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We were touring, and we were actually in Hawaii, and very surprised. We did a special program there on the island of Maui, and we were just there to perform. And a lot of my work in the world, and Gene and I together, we've done a lot of international exchanges and international work with bringing teenagers to Russia and China and Australia, and in order to create the connection between peoples around the world, you know, just to really go there and not just to go and be a tourist, but to go and really meet people of your own age and see what they're like and what you can learn from them. And a lot of work in those arenas, and also because I write music around the issues of nonviolence and peace, they decided to give us the award. It was a big surprise, and it was a real treat. I was honored, that's for sure, and so was Gene.
It is quite an honor, because the Season for Nonviolence is a movement that is growing bigger and bigger every single year.
Oh,
I know,
yes.
We celebrate it at our church every year with a daily affirmation around peace, knowing without any question that the only way we ever achieve peace in this universe is for each and every one of us to eliminate the violence in our own hearts, mm-hmm. that it all starts there, and it must start there. I truly believe that peace is inevitable.
Oh, yes, yeah. And if you can look at it at whatever level, you know, you can look at, just imagine a world without war. I mean, you know, some people get caught up on the word peace, you know, as if we're talking about creating a Garden of Eden on the earth. That's not really, you know, there's always going to be conflict. You know, we have conflict in our relationships. We have conflict all the time. But it's what about just really focusing about on a world that does not have war? I think it's a real possibility, but we obviously have a long way to go. But unless we believe it, it'll never happen. That's for sure.
Got to believe it first, and I think it starts. I think it starts with the most powerful country in the world. I think it starts right here, where we have to stop being the country whose immediate reaction is to hurt back or to kill back.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, it's interesting. I look at our current administration, and I can say thank you for one thing, and that is it has awakened a lot of people who believe in the things that we're talking about. I think we were kind of complacent for a long time, but things have gotten so bad that I believe that it's I was never very political. But I've been more political in the last 4 years than I ever have in my life, because these policies have totally awakened me up to be involved.
They've awakened a lot of us. This is one of those instances where fear can be a great motivator, because I think they scare the hell out of a lot of us, is what I think.
Yeah, they do. It's real. It has awakened
a lot of those, a lot of my friends from the Vietnam War era protests. It has awakened a lot of their yeah. thoughts and juices to what really is not right in the world.
True.
I don't want to run out of time here without giving you an opportunity to please tell everybody out there how they may get to see you and Gene perform live, how to get your music. Please give them all the skinny you can on how to access your stuff.
Well, you know what? Go to carlanthony.com, That's Carl with a K, K-A-R-L-A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, .com. And you can actually go there and just sign up on the email list. We promise we'll keep that nice and private for you. But that's the best way, because what we do is we send out an email to every time we go into a different state. We're touring constantly. We're all over the country. And we do several international trips every year. And so just go to the website, carlanthony.com.
Excellent. That's the way they can get access to everything, the music, the tour dates, mm-hmm. the whole nine yards.
Everything.
Very cool. Very cool. I want to finish this up before we run out of time for the last break here. I want to finish this up by thanking you for being so gracious and being on the show. You know the church that we go to, and you know that it is a music center for people who do new thought music, do spiritual music, that it is a place where they all want to play. So we mm-hmm. seek great music. You and Gene were two of the highlights of last year without any question, and we look forward to coming back. I thank you very much, my friend, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ken.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is what we're thinking.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A little long in the tooth. She said, "You know what, Ken? I didn't start till I was 52. And I said, "You know what?" But then I had another conversation with another friend who, it's so hard to make a living in this church, in the ministry, because the average congregation is like 100 people.
Yeah, you know, and you also, you don't have to be have a congregation. You can have you could go into the radio business.
This I think is the ministry for me right here. This is how I can spread this word. And if I keep people keep telling me what you keep telling me that I'm a natural, I'm just going to go with this.
Yeah,
until somebody tells me to shut up.
Just redesign it. You don't have to do the traditional route.
No, just do it different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am.
Yeah,
I certainly am doing it different by being on this network. I'll tell you that.
You are. I love the fact that you're on. That's actually what perked my ears up. I'm thinking, oh wow,
right?
Yeah.
Well, you spread the word.
I will.
Tell people to listen to the show.
I certainly will.
Very cool. And I mentioned too, I sent you the email that Kent told me that they're booked for 2007.
Yeah.
And he does have you on the list. He wants you back after we open the new sanctuary. We're inflating the dome on Wednesday morning.
Oh, my God. No, so it really is it's soon, huh? When's this new sanctuary
supposed to
up?
Open it up by November of next year.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Golly.
Yeah,
amazing.
And they're inflating the dome on Wednesday. Actually, I think they're way ahead of schedule, but we'll see how that goes. It's gonna be huge. I mean, you know, as big as the other sanctuary was, this one is gonna be. The stage is gonna be three times the size.
Wow, amazing!
Yeah, the stage is 800 square foot right now. It's gonna be 2,500 square foot.
Wow.
The stage will be roughly two thirds the size of the present sanctuary. we're growing, man.
That is great.
You know what? I'm running out of time here. I'm wondering if my producer just completely forgot about me.
Yeah, you only got about 4 minutes left, less than that.
Yeah. I am not on the air right now. Oh, wonderful. So we are on the air. That's just amazing. So I'm still here with Carl. Carl's
all
already
right.
Giving you all the information on reaching him. I wanted to read you folks a quote tonight. This is a quote from one of my favorite authors from Araya Mountain Dreamer in her book, The Dance. And this is right on the cover of the book. And I love this because it fits into what I do for a living. It fits into my coaching practice. And if any of you out there are interested in having a free coaching session with me, I will offer you a complimentary coaching session if you just email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Here's the quote. What if the question is not, why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be, but why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? It's one of my favorite quotes in the universe. It speaks so much to my heart and how our ego gets in the way, and we wind up not really wanting to be the person that we really are because the ego has this protection going, this whole system of identity that we use to guard who we really are from all of the places where we fear we could get hurt or we could get damaged by other people, by other places, other circumstances, whatever that is. Here we can stop and take a look and say, you know what? Slide ego aside a little bit. Let that person who you really are come out and shine. As Marianne Williamson says, doesn't serve the universe for you to play it small. Open up. Be who you truly are. And don't let anyone else's concerns affect how you shine in the universe. I want to thank my guest, Carl Anthony, again. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. Thank you very much. I love you all. Have a magnificent evening, and we'll hear you on Monday night.
We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's